Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now let's get to the CBUSHomeImprovement.com live line. We find Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, Director for the Center for Political Studies at Cedarville University. We've been talking once a week for several months, and it's getting close. We watch the national polls. Joe Biden continues to lead. Interesting to me, though, not a lot of people, but some people point out the numbers almost parallel exactly what we saw in 2016 with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, the national numbers look very similar. Some of the state numbers do look similar. I think the biggest difference between the two races is that Biden's lead has been pretty durable. It's been stable for almost almost the whole year, really. Whereas the Clinton campaign, the Trump campaign in 2016 was a lot more variable. Trump was occasionally really close, sometimes in the lead, and you sort of saw a lot of back and forth. This one kind of looks a little bit more stable. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be accurate, but it suggests something that we didn't see in 2016.
Yeah, and given that, given what we saw in 2016 and, you know, what we're seeing this time around, why does this country love polling so much? Why is it that we're just inundated with polling numbers?
You know what, Joel? It's because polling sells news. You know, it's we call it horse race coverage, where we're not even talking about frequently the policies. You know, what does Donald Trump want to do for the economy? What does Joe Biden want to do in foreign affairs? We're not talking about that. We're talking about who's ahead in Pennsylvania, who's ahead in Florida, and that's what we're discussing. And so polling is easy. It's quantifiable. We can slap a number on it. We can track it over a long period of time. We can produce nice charts and graphs about it. And we can get worked up about it. And so it's easy to cover polls. News organizations frequently pay for polls, which drives a lot of this process. But it really does take away from a lot of the substance of the presidential election, which I think is very unfortunate.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. You really sit down and try to have a policy discussion. Hey, you know, what do you think Trump's deal on this, or what do you think of Biden's deal on this? A lot of people are like, I have no idea really what they stand for.
No, that's exactly right. And some of that's because of what they're paying attention to. Some of it, they're getting their news from places like social media, which is obviously really spotty when it comes to information. You can get access to some good stuff on social media. You can also get access to a lot of trash that's just simply disinformation. So, I mean, people, you know, political scientists are pretty overwhelmingly, almost unanimous, that when people go into the voting booth, they don't do it with a ton of information in their heads, and a lot, they don't have much policy information at all.
Yeah. Do you think an informed voter is a better voter?
Oh, there's no question about it. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you'd like voters to have a really strong sense of who these people are, what their beliefs are, what kind of policies they represent, what a future might look like in a second Trump administration or a Biden administration, and not just sound bites. You know, you don't want them to just have slogans in their heads. You want them to have a sense of what these people actually try to do. But voters typically, you know, they're mostly motivated by that R or the D next to the name. That's what really drives a lot of this process. And they don't have a lot more content than that. And so we need to do a better job of informing voters. But right now, that's the educational institution's problem. It's the media's problem. We just aren't really good right now at informing people.
Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, our guest director for the Center for Political Studies at Cedarville University. Two of the bigger stories this morning, at least to my eye, one of which is that the FBI is today probing Iranian and Russian interference in elections. And, you know, again, I don't know if that's necessarily quantifiable, but I mean, do you get a sense that if they actually get that information to the American population, that it can actually skew numbers?
I think that's what we're fearful of. You know, we have evidence right now that Iran is behind an effort to send intimidating emails to people. You know, there have been documented emails in Florida, Alaska. I'm not sure why Alaska was targeted. It's not exactly a hot-button swing state in the election, but still. Florida voters targeted with threatening emails saying things like, well, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, then we'll find you.
Yeah.
And that's maybe it's going to have an effect of a kind. But what that shows you is they're just trying to either intimidate or push people in a certain direction. It's not hacking into an election system. It's not changing votes. It's just trying to push information at people to get them to behave a certain way. And I'm guessing that might be effective for people who are on the fence or people who are low information voters and don't have a lot of strong points of view. You got to hope, though, that for most people, they're just going to kind of brush something like that off and to say, well, you know, this doesn't even really make sense, and then just move on. But you and I both know some people are susceptible to that kind of stuff. And if it's a big enough number, then it could make a difference.
Well, and two, I mean, when you talk about Florida, I mean, you know, the age of the average Floridian, yep. And, you know, there's people there that, you know, and again, not to say that they're weak-minded at all. They've got more experience than a lot of other people, but they might just not want to have to deal with it. They might just say, okay, I'm going to do that because I don't know if these people are going to come mess with me or not. I just don't want to have to worry about it.
Well, there's something about being internet savvy and digital savvy, and I think there's a generational divide there. You know, I'll be honest about it. People my parents' generation and older didn't grow up with the internet, didn't grow up on email, and came to this stuff later in life. And I think they are more likely to get pushed in a direction because of that kind of information. Now, they are on social media a lot. You know, Facebook has kind of become a haven for those people. But yep. Often email, they look at it as an official document. You know, I just throw most of my email away. I'm not sure people in that demographic really do.
I think you're spot on there. Now, the other big story to my eye, and it's tempered to me today, but it's the Hunter Biden, the computer in Delaware, and Rudy Giuliani bringing that to the fore, and the FBI investigating and all that. The one thing that jumped out at me today, Doctor, was I read a piece that suggested that there's some child pornography on the computer. Okay,
yeah.
So again, we know that the Biden, you know, clan, you know, family, whatever you want, and the administration, whatever, however you want to frame it, they haven't really denied anything. They haven't denied that it's his computer or that any of the stuff that on there is not real or anything. But when you introduce child pornography, and then you add to it that the FBI has had this since last year, I'm not sure I'm buying it anymore, because I'm thinking, if they can tie it to Hunter Biden, what they seem to have done, and if there's child pornography on it, you'd think they would have made a move by now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's child pornography is one of those things that tends to trigger a lot of legal scrutiny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be all that much of a respecter of persons or power or privilege. And so I got to think that if there was a way to legitimize that information, actually connect it to Hunter Biden, and that sort of stuff is present, you would have seen some action take place. Now, you know, people are going to say, well, you know, that's the deep state. They're out to protect Joe Biden. They're out to protect. I just don't believe that about all the rank and file of all the FBI. I mean, yeah, there have been some bad actors. There have been some poor decisions in that organization. But I don't believe that every FBI agent is corrupted and therefore going to turn an eye to that kind of stuff. And so, I agree with you. It makes me question the legitimacy of the information. The timing of this, of course, makes you question the legitimacy of it to some extent. And it just seems like all this stuff drives out of Ukraine, which we've already had as a major flashpoint during the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if Donald Trump is talking about Hunter Biden as his closing argument in the 2020 presidential campaign, I actually think that probably reflects the weakness of his campaign right now. Because what else are you going to go after? It seems like there should be a host of other things to deal with. Focusing on a son of Joe Biden instead of Biden himself, I'm just not sure that's really a winning strategy, regardless of how accurate the information really is.
Yeah, well, it's why it's probably going to be fascinating tonight, 9 to 10:30, Belmont University in Nashville. Kristen Welker of NBC News is going to be the moderator. So mics will be off for the opening 2 minutes. You feel like that's going to be effective or no?
It'll make those 2 minute segments, I suppose, better. But the mics are going to be open during the rest of those 15 minute segments for each topic, and so I really think we're going to revert back to interruptions and other things during most of the debates.
So I got you. Well, I know you're going to be busy tonight and tomorrow, so get as much rest as you can and Red Bull it if you have to. That's Dr. Mark Caleb Smith, director for the Center for Political Studies at Cedarville University.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.